Hello, everyone. In the last few weeks, three important developments emerged from the United States. Three decisions that don't just react to change, but help shape the future of finance. Let us begin at the infrastructure level. First, transforming ETFs with in-kind efficiency. US SEC reviews NYSE ARCA proposal to permit in-kind creations and redemptions for Bitwise Bitcoin and Ethereum ETFs. On 9th of July 2025, the United States Securities and Exchange Commission, the US SEC, began reviewing a proposal from NYSE ARCA. The request was simple yet powerful: to allow in-kind creations and redemptions for both the Bitwise Bitcoin ETF and the Bitwise Ethereum ETF. What does this mean? Today, ETF shares are usually created and redeemed using cash. This adds steps, delays, and costs. Under the proposed change, authorized participants would be able to deposit Bitcoin or Ether directly with the respective trust, or receive them upon redemption. In short, crypto in, crypto out, no detours. For the Bitwise Bitcoin ETF, participants would deposit Bitcoin with Coinbase Custody Trust Company by the 3:59 p.m. cutoff time. The trust would then issue shares in return. The Ethereum ETF would follow an identical process using an Ether custodian. If the deposit deadline is missed, no problem. Options exist. The participant may cancel the order, delay settlement, or convert to a cash-based method. Why is this important? Because it aligns ETFs with the real nature of crypto markets: speed, transparency, and digital native settlement. It reduces reliance on fiat conversion, minimizes slippage, and allows market makers to operate more efficiently. NYSE ARCA argues it promotes fair and orderly markets in accordance with Section 6(b)(5) of the Securities Exchange Act of 1934. This is a major structural step, but structure must also be matched by legal certainty. And that brings us to the next development. Second, a national framework for stablecoins in United States. US SEC Chairman Paul S. Atkins delivers statement on President Trump signing the Genius Act into law. On 18th of July 2025, the US SEC acknowledged a landmark legislative moment: the signing of the Genius Act by President Donald J. Trump. This is the first comprehensive federal digital asset law in US history. Its centerpiece? A clear, well-defined regulatory framework for payment stablecoins. The act confirms something that had long been debated: payment stablecoins are not securities. This matters because until now, stablecoin issuers and platforms were stuck in legal limbo. Were they banks? Were they securities issuers? Were they both? The Genius Act resolves this. It removes payment stablecoins from SEC jurisdiction and places oversight in the hands of banking regulators, both state and federal. Why does that matter? Because it finally allows the crypto sector to build with confidence without fearing sudden reclassification or enforcement. Chairman Atkins called the act a monumental step for crypto innovation, US capital markets, and financial strategy. He projected that regulated stablecoins would soon become critical to the securities ecosystem, helping with settlement, margining, and reducing systemic risks. He directed SEC staff to begin considering whether new rules, guidance, or accommodations are needed to support firms that want to integrate stablecoins into their operations. But laws and leadership must also be guided by vision. And that brings us to the third voice in this story, a voice that has long supported innovation. Third, a smart start from US SEC Commissioner Hester Peirce. US SEC Commissioner Hester M. Peirce releases Smart Start, Statement on the Genius Act. Also on 18th of July 2025, Commissioner Hester M. Peirce issued her public statement calling the Genius Act a smart start for regulatory clarity in the digital asset space. Her message was thoughtful, direct, and deeply practical. She welcomed the fact that payment stablecoins were now clearly defined and legally grounded. She reminded us that these tokens are already used daily by millions of people as tools of exchange, not investment. And so, she said, regulation must catch up with reality. She emphasized that private innovation and public supervision must work hand in hand. She encouraged SEC-registered entities to engage with the SEC Crypto Task Force to help shape guidance on how stablecoins should be used in compliant ways, particularly for customer transactions, record keeping, and risk management. Most importantly, she clarified the US SEC's role in this new chapter, to be not a barrier to innovation, but a facilitator of safe and lawful progress. For all the optimism around financial innovation, we must never forget, where money flows, fraud follows. US SEC brings fraud charges against Georgia-based First Liberty Building and loan for $140 million Ponzi scheme. On 10th of July 2025, the United States Securities and Exchange Commission, the US SEC, filed a civil enforcement action in the US District Court for the Northern District of Georgia. At the center of the case was First Liberty Building and Loan LLC, a Georgia-based lender, and its founder, Edwin Brandt Frost IV. The charge? A $140 million Ponzi scheme that lasted more than a decade. Nearly 300 investors were defrauded through false promises, fake paperwork, and fabricated success stories. What exactly happened? Frost and his company raised funds by selling promissory notes and loan participation agreements. They claimed these funds would support short-term loans to small businesses. Investors were promised high returns, between 8% and 18% annually. But the truth was very different. Funds from new investors were used to repay earlier investors. This is the classic Ponzi model, where money circulates in a loop without ever generating true profit. By 2021, the business was financially broken, sustained only by incoming investor money. It had no working capital, only illusion. Where did the money go? Some of it went toward personal luxury, $2.4 million in credit card payments, $230,000 on family vacations, a Patek Philippe watch, rare coins, jewelry, even $335,000 to a coin dealer. The US SEC also named five other entities as relief defendants, companies that received proceeds of fraud without offering fair value in return. The defendants were charged under the anti-fraud provisions of the U.S. Securities Act of 1933 and the Securities Exchange Act of 1934, specifically Sections 17A and 10B. They have already consented to emergency relief, including asset freezes and future penalties, which will be determined by the court. U.S. SEC Associate Director Justin C. Jeffries put it plainly. High-return promises are red flags for fraud. Next on, we have the appointments. George R. Bottick appointed acting chair of the PCAOB following Erica Williams' resignation. On 21st of July 2025, the US SEC announced that George R. Bottick would serve as acting chair of the Public Company Accounting Oversight Board, the PCAOB, starting 23rd of July. This follows the resignation of former chair Erica Y. Williams, effective 22nd of July. What is the PCAOB? The PCAOB was established under the Sarbanes-Oxley Act of 2002. Its mission is to oversee the audits of public companies, ensuring accuracy, independence, and reliability in financial reporting. In simpler words, it makes sure the numbers we trust are trustworthy. Every quarterly report, every annual statement, every investor briefing, all rely on PCAOB oversight to ensure they are not misleading or manipulated. Who is George R. Bottick? Mr. Bottick is not new to the system. He is a certified public accountant and an experienced regulator. His background includes director of the PCAOB's Division of Registration and Inspections, director of the Office of International Affairs, special advisor to former chair James R. Doty, deputy director of registration and inspections. Before joining the PCAOB, he worked at PricewaterhouseCoopers. He holds a master of accountancy from Virginia Tech and is an alumnus of Shepherd University. Chairman Paul S. Atkins thanked Erica Williams for her service and expressed confidence in Mr. Bottick's leadership, calling this a smooth and stable transition.